Over the next few days, Day-to-Day is asking this question. Why hasn't there been another terrorist attack on this country since September 11th? It's a subject of a lot of debate. An article in the new Foreign Affairs magazine suggests the terrorism threat has been vastly overstated. But the president's chief terrorism advisor this week says America is due for another attack. And 2 years ago, former Attorney General John Ashcroft gave this warning.
Credible intelligence from multiple sources indicates that Al-Qaeda plans to attempt an attack on the United States in the next few months.
That didn't happen, but the defense against terrorism, which the administration says includes the war in Iraq, is today a central factor in our lives. So we begin our series of conversations with a former senior Bush administration official, John Yoo. Immediately after 9/11, he worked at the Justice Department, and John Yoo was one of those people deciding what we should do. And he explained for us why he thinks the U.S. has not been attacked since 9/11.
I think there are two basic reasons, one offense and one defense. First, we successfully routed Al-Qaeda out of its hiding holes and operational bases in Afghanistan, where it was pretty much operating freely. The second thing is defense. I think that we have successfully, so far, moved from a law enforcement approach to terrorism to a war approach to terrorism, which means detaining enemy combatants, carrying out sweeping efforts to intercept their communications into the United States, includes Guantanamo Bay, includes military trials for captured terrorists. And I think both of those things, both invigorated offense and also a switch in the model in the way we play defense, have both produced lower terrorist activity.
You're familiar with this argument in an article in Foreign Affairs magazine by John Mueller of Ohio State University, political science professor. There hasn't been a successful attack against the United States because the presumption that Al-Qaeda has people here in the country capable of attacking us is just wildly overstated.
Well, I think that's based on a speculative assumption. I don't think he can know. I don't think we really know exactly how many people they have and what plots are going on. So the fact that there have been no attacks could be the result of our reinvigorated efforts. It may just as well be that rather than his claim that there's not enough people here to carry an attack. I can say this. If we had stuck to the September 10th mentality, the September 10th terrorism is crime approach, and we had not attacked Afghanistan, I bet they would have successfully carried another terrorist attack. I think it's the reinvigorated policy of the United States that suppressed terrorist attacks.
When you say it's not a law enforcement-based approach anymore, what exactly is it?
Well, I think what we have tried to do, the United States has tried to do, is to take a warfighting approach. The clearest way to see this is detention. If it was crime, then any Al-Qaeda member captured would have to be brought back to the United States and charged with a crime within 48 hours, and they would get a jury trial and all the protections our criminal justice system gives. But as a war, for example, detainees in wartime are detained without criminal charge until the conflict is over. And so we don't have the law enforcement system where we have to give people jury trials for all terrorists anymore. That was the policy that administrations of both parties followed until September 11th.
Do you think that given the war standing that you talk about, do you think that we need to in some way adjust our understanding of what civil liberties mean in this country?
Well, I do in this respect. The criminal justice system has some very familiar rules about the rights of defendants. And certainly those rights are narrowed when you use a warfighting model. But I think the purposes of the systems are different. The criminal justice system, we are accepting the losses to society that occur from crimes. We only trigger the system after the fact, after we've suffered the harm of crime. War is different. In war, we're trying to prevent future attacks from occurring. And so the whole model of the warfighting system is designed to be preventative. And so because of that, we do things like detain people without criminal charge because we're worried about the attacks. They may want to participate in the future. That does mean in some areas, narrower civil liberties, but that's what happens in wartime.
In a conversation with the terrorism expert Brian Jenkins this week, Mr. Jenkins told us that exactly our approach to detainees is helping the terrorists, actually, that it's a weapon for them, because in widely publicized cases, detainees are held without particular charges, they are abused, and that this kind of war-fighting approach may be creating as many problems as it's solving.
Look, there's no doubt that every policy has costs and benefits, and I don't think anyone would claim that using a war-fighting method doesn't have its costs, such as negative publicity abroad. But that has to be balanced against the benefits of that, which may be holding terrorist operatives and leaders to find out what they know rather than having to release them because we can't try them. That's the benefit that you have to weigh against the costs and publicity. And I think that's why we have elections. We have elected leaders to make those kinds of choices.
John Yoo, credited with developing much of the Bush administration's war on terror legal theory from 2001 to 2003. He worked in the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel. He now teaches at the University of California, Berkeley. John Yoo, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's glad to be with you.